Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're All Local for the 30th of September 2022 and the first day of the State Fair of Texas. A high of 80 today, just about perfect weather. I'm John Little, and some people wait all year for the State Fair. It's finally here. Great State Fair of Texas opening today. Something for everybody. Rides, games, entertainment, food. KRLD's Bailey Friday talked about it with Mike Rogers on the KRLD Morning News.
Right now, there's a few vendors already out putting the final touches on their booths and just making sure everything is ready for people to arrive at 10 a.m. And then, of course, there's the fair employees who are rushing around making sure everything's perfect. They've actually been here since 3 a.m. When it comes to getting into the fair, there are some ways to do it for less money. If you're like me, you like a good discount. So here's what I've learned. Today, you can bring in 2 jars of peanut butter for the North Texas Food Bank, and you can get in the gates for only $10. On Tuesdays, the Midway offers discounts on games and rides, so that is fun if you like to do that, if you like to bring out the kids and the family. And on Thursdays, this one's going to be a big draw, you get discounts on food. They're called Thrifty Thursdays. Here's something else I didn't know. You know those red coupons you use to buy everything at the State Fair?
Yeah.
Those roll over.
Yep.
So if you have some from last year, I didn't know that, Mike. If you have some from last year or even 1960, they could be decades old. They're still good. So might as well make those work for you.
That's KRLD's Bailey Friday, and we will have coverage of the State Fair of Texas and opening day all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Meanwhile, 500 employees and contractors from Oncor are in Florida this morning to help restore power to areas where lines have been knocked down by Hurricane Ian. Carrie Dunn with Oncor says they're working with local crews.
Restoration work has already begun by the local utilities. They've been doing damage assessment and recovery all day, and we've been in communication with them as they figure out exactly where their highest needs are and where our guys can be of best use.
She says once the Oncor crews get their assignments, they'll keep working around the clock until power's back on for everybody. More TV production is coming to North Texas. Fort Worth, to be exact, says KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker made the announcement at the outset of her State of the City address.
Fort Worth's own Taylor Sheridan, the creator of Yellowstone in 1883, is bringing the Bass Reeves television series right here to Fort Worth, Texas.
Like 1883, the Bass Reeves story will stream on Paramount Plus. It tells the story of Bass Reeves, the former slave who became the first black deputy U.S. Marshal west of the Mississippi River. During his career, he arrested more than 3,000 fugitives and shot 14 dead out of self-defense. Reeves is believed to be the inspiration of the character of the Lone Ranger. Filming will begin next month. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Investigators have a suspect in custody this morning. It's in connection with what appears to be a mass murder in the central Texas town of McGregor near Waco.
5 people are dead. DPS Sergeant Ryan Howard will only say there was an officer involved shooting as well as another incident. He's not giving details. Now, KWTX reporting a man shot his wife and her 2 children dead. They say 2 more bodies of women found nearby, 1 in a house, 1 by the street. No names released.
It's over, but of course we want the successful healing of the community. This is tragic news to actually have to give out. It's just one of those things that we wish would never happen.
The shooter reportedly shot by McGregor police and taken to the hospital. In the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The latest poll from Quinnipiac University shows that Governor Abbott continues to enjoy a 7-point lead over his Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
53% of likely Texas voters side with Governor Abbott, just 46% for O'Rourke. The polls also show that the governor holds a significant lead with white Texans, especially white males. Beto's strength is with young voters, which could be a wild card, according to election advocacy group Move Texas Director Claudia Yoli Ferla.
The youth vote in Texas has increased by more than 600% from the 2016 presidential election to the 2020 presidential election.
Quinnipiac polling analyst Tim Malloy.
It's a really hotly contested race. Yes, Abbott is in the lead, but it by no way is this a cakewalk.
At DFW's election headquarters, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott and Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke will take the stage tonight in Edinburgh. It is their first and only debate. TCU political science professor James Riddlesberger says O'Rourke's emphasis on abortion rights and gun reform will probably win him points with voters in cities, but will cost him support in rural areas.
In order for the Republicans to be successful in Texas, they need to get very high turnout in rural voting areas in Texas. And, of course, the opposite is true for Democrats, where they need to get very high turnout in urban areas. And that has become kind of the battle, not only in Texas, but nationwide.
He says issues related to immigration will probably play a big role in tonight's debate as well. Well, it's called the Proud to be American Mental Health Symposium. KRLD's Austin York finds it's happening today in Irving.
Bill Schroeder with the Greater Dallas Veterans Association says the first of its kind symposium is going to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide prevention among veterans and first responders.
These are folks that are from veterans organizations, the medical field, big corporations, that pharmaceuticals, people that are interested in mental health and preventing suicide.
He says all the panelists will be mental health experts who will discuss the best ways to treat mental health issues and prevent suicide.
These organizations now are going to see, hey, I'm not just kind of alone on an island. There is a lot of people out there that have similar courses that they want to follow and are helping. And we believe that connecting is going to make a difference.
Schroeder says anyone can stream the event when it starts up today at the Irving Convention Center. It's going to run till 5 tonight. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You can stream the event by going to our website, krld.com. And if you missed our I'm Listening special, it's on the Odyssey app and odyssey.com now. Well, the Longhorns have to look forward to Saturday's game against West Virginia and not back to Saturday's overtime loss to Texas Tech. Coming off the loss, head coach Steve Sarkisian expected his players to ask one question.
What can I do, right? What more can I do? And I think the teams that get themselves in trouble, they say, what more can he do? And they start pointing to other people, what more can he do? And I think when you do it the way our guys have done is, what more can I do?
Sark was on Longhorn Weekly with Craig Way on KRLD last night. KRLD is the home of the Horns, and you can hear Saturday night's game right here on KRLD and the Odyssey app. The Longhorns entertain Big 12 rival West Virginia. Game time at 6:30, the pregame at 5:30.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.